Chelsea LaRoute is the Executive Director of the Greater Burlington Convention and Visitors Bureau. Amy Lau is also joining me today because we're talking about a project that is a almost universal project around the United States. It is a Freedom Rock. This is honoring veterans, and there is the Freedom Rock is going to be in Minneapolis in sort of a plaza area. The specific Freedom Rock idea, where did that come from? Amy, do you know?
Well, I believe the artist, Bubba, I think he was watching, was it Bridges of Madison County? And so his idea was formed from that. And he's an artist who paints rocks and murals and different things. So he and I believe Senator Grassley came up with the idea. And he's been doing this for several years now, going county to county and also traveling outside of the state of Iowa now. And his ultimate goal is to have one in every state.
Wow. Okay. But right now in Iowa, is that right? The one in every county in the state of Iowa?
That's right. Yes. He has almost all of them painted. I think there's about 6 or 7 left to paint. And then I've even heard a rumor, too, that since we're so close to 100 counties in Iowa, there's only 99, but he might auction off the 100th mural for Iowa. And so there might end up being 100.
Now, Minneapolis is going all out. You guys have turned it in. Not only is it a Freedom Rock, but it's a Freedom Rock Plaza. So it's a tourist attraction, right?
Yes, it is. And I think we're all very fortunate to have it right in Minneapolis, right at the City Hall. There's a group of committee members that have joined together. And, of course, now the rock is the rock originally was donated, and the rock is now painted. And then now the plaza is forming. And so that's one of the reasons why we're here today, to get this out into the community and to let everybody know exactly what's happening in Des Moines County.
So how do you help? How do you contribute to this?
Well, there's a Facebook page. It's called Des Moines County Freedom Rock. So you can go to the Facebook page, and we have a form there that you can fill out. There's different levels of gifting or donations. So, you know, a higher level, which the highest level now is sold out. That was a $5,000 or $6,000 level. And then there's different levels that have been formed, you know, down lower than that. So the next level down is 3,000, 1,000, 500, and then 200.
Okay. And how much is the total plaza? What's the cost of the plaza?
You know, I think by the time all of the granite, the landscaping, flags, lighting, all of that is done and over, I want to say that it's maybe right around the $130,000 mark.
Wow.
And that includes of course, even though the rock was donated, we did have to pay the artist to paint it, and he was there, I think, almost eight, nine days painting.
Okay.
So, you know, his fees are included in that as well.
Okay, and you said there's a Freedom Rock, or there's going to be a Freedom Rock in every county. At least that's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
You're just doing it a little bit nicer, better, and completely making it and surrounding it with a plaza, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, the whole point of creating the plaza is just a welcoming tool, you know, so that people can come and look at the rock, you know, sit down, enjoy a little moment with their family or their favorite veteran, and just, you know, and soak in the atmosphere.
The rock looks to be pretty big. How big is it?
I believe it's just a hair over 10,000 pounds.
Okay.
It is a good size. I would say that probably stands close to 5 foot tall.
I would think
so.
Yeah.
Where do you get a 10,000 pound rock?
There are some quarries in the area, and so one of the local quarries was able to help us out with that.
Okay. Obviously, you need a big truck to be able to deliver it and and a crane to be able to put it into place. But, okay, and he's doing this all over the state and eventually all over the country, right?
That is true. And if you go to traveliowa.com, they have the 99 County Freedom Rock Tour. So you can, they have them all separated out by region of the state. And just recently I've been following the Des Moines County Freedom Rock Facebook page, and we have had, it's really popular with motorcyclists jumping on their bike, and they go tour 6-9 of them in a weekend just because it's something fun for them to go see.
Now, it's honoring veterans. Are you keeping a list of veterans that visit, or is there a visitors, do you sign in when you come by to visit, or is there anything like that, or is that not anything you've thought of yet?
Well, that isn't something that's been discussed yet. And with the hours of the City Hall at Mediapolis, they're not open on the weekends.
True.
Which is probably the majority of the time that visitors are going to come. So, you know, that's a great idea, though. That is something to consider.
Well, I guess we'll see what we see when we see it. But, when did this start? When did this start, Chelsea?
It was somewhere between 2010 and 2012 that he painted the original rock down in southwest Iowa, actually just outside of Winterset and kind of Greenfield area. And he repaints that mural every Memorial Day. So that is the only rock that is repainted every year.
And he's continuing it in the COVID-19 era. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yep.
Wow. In an era where so many things aren't going on, it's nice to see something special that mm-hmm. is going on. And when would you anticipate having this completely done?
Well, our ultimate goal is to be able to dedicate it somewhere around Veterans Day this year. So that would be November. But, of course, because of the donations coming in and the limited space that's available, that is ultimately going to show, you know, if we can dedicate it in November or if we have to wait till next spring. But that is our goal, Veterans Day.
I guess we'll find out, and we'll certainly mention. We'll get you back, actually, when it's actually ready to go, ready to visit, and ready to, I guess, enjoy the Freedom Rock, 10,000 pounds. And it takes, 8 or 9 days to paint this. Mm-hmm. What does it look like? What does the painting look like?
There's 4 different sides to it, and I think it's cool. On every rock, there's always a flag draped over it, so one of the sides is the flag. There is a piece to honor the Army Ammunition Plant here in Des Moines County. Every memorial tries to honor the county and the veterans of that county. So Jimmy Howard is also listed on there. Course.
Jimmy Howard, by the way, for those who are not familiar, he was a Medal of Honor winner.
Yes,
from during the Vietnam mm-hmm. War from Des Moines County. Yeah.
Yes, and is it John Course is also honored on there as well.
General of general mm-hmm. in the Civil War. Yes. Okay. So significant names, mm-hmm. significant people, significant events, all of that honored on the Freedom Rock. Hopefully on Veterans Day. It'll be a reality. And to Amy Lau and to Chelsea LaRue, thank you so much for joining me. And we'll look forward to seeing, again, if they want, they can go to the Facebook. What's the Facebook page? Freedom Rock?
Des Moines County Freedom Rock.
Des Moines County Freedom Rock. Amy, Chelsea, thanks for dropping by.
Thanks, Steve.